Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
John Kenny, thank you very much indeed. Now, a food judging framework designed for Irish Food Awards, Blasnahaden by UCC, has been adopted by food award competitions around the world. So it's a big deal. This, the awards were founded to set quality benchmarks for Irish food, creating a level playing field for producers. We're joined now by UCC Food Science Professor Joseph Carey. Professor Carey, you're very welcome to the programme.
And thanks for inviting me on, Cormac.
Now, I'd love to be part of this as a judge so I could taste all of the different foods that you have available. But I'm intrigued by the judging framework, Joseph. What exactly is a judging framework? How do you design one?
Well, I suppose when discussions occurred around Blasnahaden and the Blasnahaden Awards about 18 years ago, Artie Clifford, the current chairperson of Blasnahaden, and I and a number of others basically sat down to try and look at the way that foods were being evaluated and assessed for awards in particular. Mm-hmm. And when we were launching Blasnahaden, which we considered our own national food awards, we thought that to make it different, maybe we'd actually bring a more scientific element or more scientific rigor to the actual process, so that essentially, as you pointed out, Cormac, that it brought a fairness into the actual
judging. How though? Because if I'm tasting breads or jams or whatever the case may be, surely my taste might be different to your taste and so on and Sarah's taste. Is it not subjective? How do you bring that objectivity to it?
It absolutely is. And if you were, I suppose, if you were kind of judging certain types of products, on their own, if it was a cider or a beer or a jam, mm-hmm. you could have competitions where maybe you'd have maybe 20 questions, maybe 30 questions that you put to a typical consumer of that type of product. But what we actually tried to do was approach this in a different way, where first of all, the panelists, if you want to call them that, were the natural consumers of Irish products, the ones that basically went into a supermarket, bought the products and basically cooked them at home. So if they were going to be the panelists, as we had determined so many years ago, the idea was that we would try to see how could we ask the least amount of questions to gain the maximum amount of information.
Okay.
And so our own scoring system is actually based on five criteria, which are combined of objective and subjective criteria.
Okay, so what are the five criteria then? Explain to me, for example, I'm a jam producer and I want a Blasnahaden Award. What happens to me?
So essentially the process is that here in UCC, where again from the end of July right through the first 3 weeks of August, that essentially you know the producers of Ireland would send in their various different products. And if it was jam producers, as the example given, say we actually had 20 jams that actually were entered, well then essentially what we would actually do is we would handle the actual products, prep them for tasting. The samples themselves would be placed in similar containers with a label, with all packaging actually removed, so that didn't influence
line testing.
Line testing, exactly. And then essentially what we would do then is have 5 to 6 judges, that was always our number, and basically ask those to judge on 5 criteria, and 3 objective criteria, that actually being appearance, aroma and flavour and texture, and then more subjective criteria, which would be, having tasted the product, what would your overall impression of quality be? And even to remove them a little bit further again and ask them, what do they think about the mass appeal of the product if the product was actually to be, placed on a supermarket shelf.
Okay.
So
to me, how does that differ from what would normally have happened?
Well, in relation to using the 5 criteria, first of all, we're not exhausting panelists with the number of questions. Also, each of the criteria is on a sliding scale of 0 to 12. So it was really up to themselves on each one of the criteria to basically mark that. And essentially the way that it's done is that you can actually enter the process as one of the panelists by logging on with your phone or by computer onto our own software system that was developed specifically for this.
Okay.
And essentially we can capture data as numerical data around the decisions made by the judges.
That's very clever, I must say. So you have the objective and the subjective elements, and it's proof of the pudding, if pardon the pun. It's been adopted by food award competitions around the world.
You'd love to be a jam taster.
Oh my goodness, I'd love it, absolutely. And if there's anybody out there who wants any type of food tasted, I will be there in a jiffy, no question. Come here to me. Sarah, we have the guru here as a UCC food science professor, Joseph Curry. Are you a Clare man? I'm trying to judge by your accent.
No, I'm a Leash man, believe it or not.
Okay. Better still even, right? With all due respects to Clare people. So tell me this, what do you make of the food scene in Ireland and the produce we produce at the moment?
Well, I mean, I suppose that one of the things that we don't really kind of crow enough about actually is the quality of our staff and produce and the producers actually behind it. And I think that one of the things that anyone would see as the Blast and Heron Food Awards are rolled out in Dingle this weekend.
Oh yeah.
That essentially, if you were down there, I mean, everyone that actually is swelling Dingle is actually just involved in food. And you've got everyone from caterers to chefs to distributors to retailers to food producers themselves. The scene is very vibrant and very strong.
And, you know, finally, I don't want to start any tribal wars. Since I mentioned Clare, they are probably one of the best counties in the world in terms of, or in the country in terms of food produce. Mm. Would they be better than Leash, do you think, Joseph?
Not a whole.
There he is. Not a diplomat anyway. UCC professor Joseph Curry, you're very good. Thank you so much indeed.